Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zumlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today on this August 12th, the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And also, as just kind of a note for this week, too, is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We celebrate that. The Church celebrates that. Mary being assumed into heaven by God. And it's such a beautiful feast day, and that will be this Wednesday. And, you know, I just invite everyone, even if you're not Catholic, to come to this celebration, this beautiful Catholic Mass that surrounds the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Mother, the Mother of us all. And she is this new Eve. And I tell you, it's just a very mystical thing, missing out on this whole part of Christianity, not looking at the Mother of Jesus. And, you know, St. Anne and St. Joachim, of course, the, you know, in a sense, the grandparents of Jesus. It's just so, and the mother and father of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's just so beautiful. So I invite you to, you know, look into that, or at least, you know, tune into EWTN television, and you can watch the Mass there, too, on Wednesday, August 15th, when we celebrate this great feast day, and all the beautiful feast days throughout the year, but especially this one is near and dear to my heart. It's just a beautiful event. But we have some great scriptures to read today, and this is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and it really is the Bread of Life discourse. It is about the Holy Eucharist, and Jesus kind of slowly bringing us along to belief that He is this new manna. He is this bread that comes down from heaven. He is God. And so important that we know that Jesus Christ is God. He is the fulfillment of all those prophecies. And you know, there's certain religions out there who don't believe that. It's a great blasphemy. You know, for the Muslims, it's a great blasphemy to say that Jesus is God. And even in those days, for the Jews to hear that Jesus is God, was just like, I can't hear that. You know, that He is a divine person. He is fully God and fully man. This great mystery. And for the Jehovah Witnesses and for the Seventh-day Adventists, for them to realize that Jesus is God. For the Mormons to realize that Jesus is God. God come down from heaven. God has come to be with us, is with us. And I think we need to stop ignoring this fact that God is with us. Look at the way we act and behave, many of us, just like animals, just horribly. You know, the horrible crime that we see, but the horrible crimes we see against humanity, you know, just in our own cities and universities. And yes, even in our churches. And that always is going to be a challenge for us. We see that, you know, old things that have happened in the church, the things that are being discovered, but also old things that have happened in universities and new things that have happened in universities. We talk about this quite often. But the human family is fallen. We are a sinful people. We are a wretched people in many ways, but we are also brought upon by this grace that God has come to be with us, giving us His own flesh, this body and blood of Jesus Christ. So let us go right into our scripture readings, and we'll talk about some beautiful things today, some beautiful scripture readings. And we'll pray for those family members who have fallen, and fallen greatly, whether they be religious, or whether they be educated people who are in our universities, or whether they are just be a common person, you know, that have fallen. You know, our jails are full of people who have fallen terribly, treated their children terribly, abused their children terribly. And we need to pray for them that they are not thrown into the depths of hell by God Himself. Because God will be the judge, the final judge, and we will all be judged for our action and for our inaction, for saying, it's none of my business. You know, that's not going to fly. If we see something going on, something's wrong, we need to say something. We need to speak up. We need to talk to the authorities. And if those authorities don't do anything, we need to talk to other authorities. And if they don't speak to someone, we need to get other people to help us to go to the authorities to make things right and to protect those people who are the most vulnerable in our society, which is our young people, babies, children, and the elderly. So, my brothers and sisters, let us be in prayer. Let us be in prayer. So our first reading is from 1 Kings 19, 4 through 8. That's 1 Kings 19, 4 through 8. Elijah went a day's journey into the desert until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's." He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree. Then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there was at his head a hearth cake and a jug of water. After he ate and drank, he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back to him a second time, touched him, and ordered, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today is from Ephesians 4, 30, and then 5, 2. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and rivalry must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading continues with the gospel of John, John 6, 41 through 51. That's John 6, 41 through 51. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. the Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, stop murmuring amongst yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So a beautiful gospel reading, very powerful. And believe me, the next week or two will be even more powerful. But Jesus is kind of bringing us along slowly here. So in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and this is in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. Heard all over in Southwest Michigan. It's an outreach of the Catholic Church to invite you to come back to the church. You know, I heard a beautiful story this week, too, of someone coming back to the church after 40 years. It was so beautiful. So beautiful to hear those words. And I think the greatest thing that struck was when she had received the Eucharist. Once again, she received the bread of life. And how her whole life just changed again for so much the better. So we invite you to come home, my brothers and sisters. Come home to the church. Come home to the church, the Catholic Church. We miss you and we love you. And in case you're interested in anything about the church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. You can also learn things about the church. And, of course, RCI, the Rite of Christian Initiation classes, will be starting soon, which is you learn about the church for 6-7 months, once a week for an hour or two. And then you decide in the springtime before Easter whether or not you want to become Catholic. Come into this universal church. That's what Catholic means, universal. It is for everyone. It is for all. It is for the whole world. And it is a worldwide church. We are all over the world. And 2,000 years of history, we've had a lot of rocks thrown at us. We've thrown plenty of rocks at ourselves. And very unfortunate things have happened, terrible things. And just like terrible things happen in our families, you know. People in our families commit crimes and they go to jail, and it's a great shame for that family. But my brothers and sisters, you know, that's part of our lives, isn't it? And we need to pray for one another. And, you know, even this terrible scourge of abuse that has all over the world. And it is brought upon in many ways by people, you know, Bishop Murray always used to say that before they were villains, they were victims. And many times that's what happens in abuse, all kinds of abuse, verbal abuse, anger, hatred, sexual abuse, is the person was abused themselves when they were a child. And not to justify it in any way, shape, or form, believe me, but to try to understand and pray for those people and pray for their souls, because if they do not repent and stop, they are certain, God decides, of course, but more than likely they are heading for the fires of hell. And very sad, very tragic. But God decides. God decides on our salvation. You know, there's many things we can do, like listening to this program and praying for others, forgiving others, that can help us in our own salvation, our own walk with God, and to prevent the devil from entering into our lives. You know, many times that happens too, you know. You think about that, how this can happen to, you know, professional people and people who have careers and things like that, and their lives are totally destroyed by immorality, by immoral actions, in all different kinds of addictions. You name the addiction, fill in the blank, and it destroys. And and I think sometimes, you know, we think the politicians are supposed to fix this stuff. It's not about that, my brothers and sisters. It's about turning our backs on God. And we have turned our backs on God in this country and throughout the world. We have turned our backs on God. And when we turn our backs on God, we reduce the value of life. And all we... And what the devil does is focuses us in on death. See? So everything leads to death. This all leads to this dying. And that's what we see, and we're so shocked by it. You know, we're so shocked by it. But the destruction of the family, the destruction of marriage, is devastating. And for us to ignore it, we're just sticking our heads in the sand, so to speak, in just a horrible way. So we need to pray, and conversion needs to happen. So our readings today, powerful readings, 1 Kings, where we have Elijah here, you know, he's tired. But it's the church points at this reading, and really, even though there's this bread, right, that strengthens Elijah, but the angel keeps touching him and telling him, you know, get up, wake up, right? The angel telling Elijah, here's Elijah, one of the greatest prophets. You know, the transfiguration last week, but we've been hearing about Elijah and Moses, right, from the Old Testament. Very important prophets. But even they were guided by the angels. Just like you, my brothers and sisters, we are guided by these angels. You know, these whispers that come into our ears to do this, to do that, to do the right thing, to go to Mass, to break through the noise of the current culture. And all God asks is for 1 hour a week, one day out of the week, to worship Him, to recognize Him, to kneel before Him and to say, I love you, God. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my family. Thank you for the house that I live in. Thank you for my eyesight. Thank you for the legs that help me to walk, the arms that help me to reach out to others, the eyes that can see the beauty of your creation. To have that grateful heart. So beautiful. So we think about these angels since the beginning of creation, the saving, protecting people and prophets, stopping Abraham's hand, announcing the births, including the birth of Jesus, to the Blessed Virgin Mary. always part of God's saving plan. And then, of course, this indelible mark that Paul talks about in Ephesians, right? That Christ seals us in Him, anoints us. God anoints Jesus, and Jesus anoints us. The Holy Spirit has marked us with this indelible spiritual mark, with the seal of the Lord. The seal of the Holy Spirit marks us as we belong to God and to Jesus totally. And this mark happens for many Catholics. It happens when we're children at baptism. The oil is on the crown of our head, the oil on the breastplate of our chest by our throat, right? This oil that seals us. And then, of course, the baptismal waters, being baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Such beautiful, beautiful anointing. Beautiful being brought into this family. And I want to read this from the Catechism. It's from 1296 of the Catechism. But I'm going to come back to that, actually. I'm going to come back to that 1296. Actually, let's do it. Since I've said it, I have to say it. So 1296 of the Catechism. It's just beautiful that Christ Himself declares that He was marked with the Father's seal. Christians are also marked with this seal. It is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has commissioned us. He has put His seal on us and given us His Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. This seal of the Holy Spirit marks our total belonging to Christ, our enrollment in His service forever, as well as the promise of divine protection in the greatest eschatological trial. So beautiful. And so often, what do we say to God? I'm too busy. I have yard work to do. I can't go to church. I can't make it to church. I haven't been to confession. And that's fine. Even if you haven't been to reconciliation, you can still go to Mass. It's probably wise to receive the Eucharist if you haven't been in a long time. You know, you do not want to bring condemnation upon yourself by receiving the Holy Bread, the Holy Eucharist, unworthily, as Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 11. And so important for us to be reconciled. But to become reconciled with God as soon as we can. But go to Mass. Start that beginning. Start that beginning. And so, also in our gospel reading today, the Father draws us by the Holy Spirit. We must go through a death to ourselves to give birth to the new self through God's grace. The last day of the end of the world. Conversion, the moment our hearts are turned by God's grace. Because Jesus has seen the Father, He is the only one. Jesus slowly revealing the Holy Spirit to us. This bread from heaven for the life of the world. Whoever eats this will live forever. And then finally, this from the Catechism in regards to this scripture reading, John 6:41-51. The Father in heaven urges us as children of heaven to ask for the bread from heaven. Christ Himself is the bread who, sown in the Virgin, raises up in the flesh, kneaded in the Passion, back in the oven of the tomb, reserved in churches and brought to altars, furnishes us each day with this bread from heaven. So beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing us this bread from heaven. And so right in line with that, you know, I want to talk a little bit about Pope John Paul's theology of the body, which you can look up on EWTN's website. And it goes right in line with this, my brothers and sisters, because that is what we have lost in our culture and in our society. And God is constantly refocusing us back towards our bodies. Our bodies, how our bodies are holy. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And when we join ourselves in illicit sexual activity, when we join ourselves with a prostitute or any other thing that would be considered like prostituting ourselves. See? In some ways, it's not that it's the prostitute's fault. It's our fault. We have become that. We have become that prostitute. The prostitute somehow is now becoming the victim of us. Because we are perpetuating the crime. We are perpetuating the sin by what we watch on television, by how we act, how we behave, how we spend our money, how we divorce our husbands and wives, how we ignore our children, how we neglect our children, how we neglect our parents. See? We become that. And I know prostitute is a strong word, but sometimes we need those strong words to help us to turn, to convert, to change. To change. Do you want to spend eternity in hell? No. Of course not. Or your children? Of course not. Do not be afraid to bring these things up. Do not be afraid to talk about these things. It's our bodies. Our bodies are holy. Other people's bodies are holy. Do not touch what does not belong to you. This from Wednesday's audience. We only have a couple of minutes left. From St. Pope John Paul II. And this is, you can find this on EWTN's website. This is from, it's way back in October 1979, but it is still valid today. The narrative in the first chapter says that this man was created in the image of God. In the second narrative, he is manifested as the subject of the covenant. That is, a subject constituted as a person, constituted in the dimension of partner of the absolute. He must consciously discern and choose between good and evil, between life and death. Do you hear that, my brothers and sisters? Between life and death. You choose God, you choose life. You choose sin, you choose death. So my brothers and sisters, as we go through this week, let us be in prayer. Let us ask ourselves, be honest with ourselves. Love ourselves like God loves us and God wants to love us. Pray for those sick people who are in our families and our extended families. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.